Jeremy, as you know, we've been following the aftermath of yesterday's terrible flooding in Texas. Many families were at graduation ceremonies last night when they got flash flood alerts on their cell phones. A prom queen was killed driving home from an event. People are saying it all just happened so fast.
And the flood warnings continue in parts of Texas where flash floods have forced evacuations, left thousands of residents without electricity. The floods caused by heavy rain and thunderstorms. There have been tornadoes reported. In Texas and Oklahoma, already at least five people are dead. Many more are missing. Mary Jane Marmolejo told CNN that she and her family woke up to ankle-deep floodwaters rushing into their home.
Animals went running everywhere. It was like the scariest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen it so high, the water. But in a matter of like 2 to 3 minutes, the water was from ankles to your knees.
In Houston, Mayor Anise Parker has declared a state of emergency. In parts of that city, you need a boat to get around today. Emergency officials there say they responded to 968 calls for help since midnight. 531 were water rescues. Joining us now from Houston is Jay Bostic, who's been dealing with the rain there. And Jay, what is it like in Houston right now?
Right now, it's actually pretty nice. The sun's come out. I want to say it's drying up, but if you see any part of the bayous, it still looks a bit of a mess. The weather says that we're going to have some more rain coming, so I'm a little nervous for what's to come. But for now, it's okay.
Well, and as you look outside of your house, do you see water everywhere, or what does it look like?
So I'm in a residential neighborhood that's actually just outside of downtown. In my direct street and probably the few streets that surround me, no. However, I work about a mile and a half from our home, and I drove over there today, and all of that is completely underwater. My parking garage is underwater. You can't even get into my office building.
And what about getting around? Could you go to work if you wanted to today?
I could kayak there, but I don't think that I could get there. No, we woke up this morning to alerts from both the school district. So we have a five-year-old, and all of Houston Independent School District has closed all of their schools, as have the surrounding school districts as well. So that was first. And then we got both emails and text messages from work saying, due to the deluge of rain, they were closing their doors.
Have you ever experienced anything like this before in Houston? You are a native Houstonian.
I am. You know, I remember as a kid growing up in the early 80s, it seemed like every year there being a flood. Hurricane Alicia was in 83, and then Tropical Storm Francis was at the end of my high school in the late 90s. And so Houston has always had a flooding problem, and in my opinion, a problem with infrastructure related to that. So this isn't something new. I think what was different about this was that we had warnings that it was going to rain all weekend, and everybody was canceling Memorial Day plans. Barbecues got canceled. Birthday parties got canceled. And it never came. And then last night, we all went to bed and just massive, massive rains hit. And it seems like it came out of nowhere.
Well, and for some people, we read the stories about some of these people who they're in cabins and they just float away. And it seems to happen out of nowhere. Are you worried for your own safety or the safety of your family that maybe something you're not expecting could happen that as a result of these floods could put you in danger?
I am actually. The flooding that you're referencing is happening up in the Texas Hill Country, which is near Austin. That's right. About 2.5 hours from Houston. Almost all of my family, with the exception of my parents, live in the Hill Country. And so we are worried about that. Houston is a little more flat, so we get less of those mudslides and things like that would sweep a house away, per se. What I'm more worried about is we had so much lightning last night, and I know there were a few houses that caught on fire. So I think that's the worry for me right now is, are we facing more lightning?
And what are you hearing from local officials? Are they warning you about going out at this point?
You know, the mayor was on the news this morning, and she did speak to us about only getting out if absolutely necessary. But with the exception of that one press junket from our mayor, I haven't heard anything, actually. It's been rather – most of the information we're getting is just from the local news stations.
That's Jay Bostic of Houston. Jay, best of luck to you and your family.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.